Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the end of Ezehu Neshech, a very difficult Perek that we just went through, but this is a easier Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ve'elu Ovrin Bilo Ta'aseh, these are the people involved in a Deoraita violation of a loan with interest, the people who are Over in a Lo Ta'aseh, the negative commandment, Hamalveh, the lender, Ve'haloveh, the borrower, Ve'he'arev, the guarantor, Ve'ha'edim, the witnesses to the loan, V'hachamim omrim af ha-sofer. Hachamim say, even the sofer, the scribe who wrote up the loan document, he is also violating a negative commandment. Now we'll list all the different prohibitions. There are up to six prohibitions that a person could violate. Most of them fall onto just the lender. Ovrim mishum lotiten, the first violation, which is really two different violations in the same pasuk. The pasuk is et kaspecha lotiten lo beneshech ubmarbit lotiten ochlecha. Two separate prohibitions. You're not allowed to give money for interest, which is neshech, and you can't charge an increase in order for lending food. We, even though this is really the same thing, both different types of interest, the Torah wanted to give two different lavin over here in order to make both of these a little bit harsher. They want to give two separate prohibitions to the person who's involved in this type of action. Umishum bal tikach me'ito. The pasuk says over here, bal tikach me'ito, but it's really, it's al tikach me'ito, which is the prohibition. You should not take from him any type of interest over here. That's also only going on the lender. Umishum lo tiyeh lo kenoshet. You're not allowed to be towards him as a harsh creditor. This is also going on the lender, that if the lender is pushing the person who took the loan to pay him back, he's being a very harsh creditor. He's pressuring him, he's violating this isur. And the next one is umishum lo tisimun alav neshech. You're not allowed to place interest on him. This is going on all the different participants except the borrower. Anybody we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah, they're all helping place the interest, the debt of interest, on the borrower. So it's going on everybody but the borrower. And then lastly, umishum lifnei iver lo titen michshol ve'yareta me'elohecha ani Adonai. You can't put a stumbling block in front of somebody. I am Hashem, your God. This one is going on everybody mentioned in the Mishnah. They're all causing somebody to sin. They're looking at the scenario that they have in front of them, the guarantor, the borrower, the lender. They're all involved in a situation over here where they're causing other people to sin. And you're the person here, you're causing to sin, is a blind man because he's too caught up with his desire to make money. He's too caught up with something he's going to gain. Person taking out the loan also was trying to do something with the loan he's not allowed to probably be doing. He's too caught up to realize that he's violating the Torah. So everybody violates this one. We put in over here, Ve'yareta me'elohecha ani Adonai, you should be fearful of Hashem, your God. I am Hashem. There's no relevance here to the end of the Mishnah, but we put it in to end the Tifer Israel right, to end the Perek on a positive note. So just to sum up, the lender here is violating all of the different prohibitions mentioned in the Mishnah. The borrower is violating v'lifnei ved lo titen michshol, in front of a blind person, you can't put a stumbling block. And the guarantor and the witnesses, and also the sofer, according to the Hachamim, are violating where it says, Loti simun alav neshech. You shouldn't put any interest on him because they are all participants in the interest.